Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the regular ER verbs in the past tense called pretérito perfeito. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to carry on talking about the past tense in Portuguese. The name of this past tense we've started to study last week is pretérito perfeito. On our previous episode, we've covered the regular AR verbs. And on today's episode, we're going to look at the regular ER verbs, or in Portuguese, verbos regulares em ER. And we will take as an example the verb to eat, in Portuguese the verb comer, comer. So we will use this tense to talk about something that happened and finished in the past. So this is the tense we should use for one-off events. So something that happened at a specific time or period in the past and it didn't repeat, and it is not continuing into the present. That is the purpose for the usage of the pretérito perfeito. So for instance, if you wanted to say something like yesterday I ate bread, for instance, we will say ontem eu comi pão. When I say eu comi, and this time my ending for the first person for eu is just the letter I, or in Portuguese I. So you take the verb, the full verb, the infinitive form, comer, you will drop the er, and to that first part of the verb, you will add for the first person singular for the eu form, the letter I, or in Portuguese I. Eu comi. And don't forget, and we've learned that on our previous episode, don't forget that the pretérito perfeito actually translates two different past tenses in English. It can translate the English past simple when we say I ate, eu comi, but also the present perfect I have eaten. So whether you wanted to say I ate or I have eaten, eu comi is your verb form to use. So let's learn how do we conjugate the verb comer, and comer will be an example for all the regular ER verbs. Let's see how we do it in the pretérito perfeito. So we've already learned the first person. So for all the persons we're going to study, don't forget the principle is the same. Pick the infinitive form, comer, in this case, drop the er and add the endings I'm going to explain right now. So for the first one, we already know, eu comi. Then for the informal you, tu, we have to add to the beginning of the verb, to the com bit, we will have to add E-S-T-E, or in Portuguese, E-S-T-E. And we should pronounce comeste. Tu comeste. Naturally, when we're pronouncing it, we will drop the last E, or in Portuguese, E, of the word. Tu comeste. Eu comi, tu comeste. Now let's learn the ending for the third person singular. Don't forget the third person singular covers você, the formal you, ele, he, ela, she. And what we need to do is after dropping the er out of the infinitive, let's add the ending eu, or in Portuguese, é, u. Você comeu. And I know this diptong, and we call it a diptong because we have two vowels on the same syllable, and I know it's not an easy one to pronounce as it doesn't exist in the English language. So the sound we will need to do is exactly the sound we do when we pronounce the word for I in Portuguese, eu. Start with your mouth open and then close it, close your lips and make them round in the end. Eu, eu. So we say, você comeu, você comeu. He ate, ele comeu. She ate, ela comeu. Vamos repetir. Você comeu. Ele comeu. Ela comeu. And with this, we finished the singular verb forms. So far we've learned that you should pick the infinitive of the verb, that form ending in er, drop the er, and for the first person add the letter I, or in Portuguese e, eu comi, and naturally we will have to stress the last syllable of this verb form, because in Portuguese, if a word doesn't have any accent and it ends in I or in you, we will stress the last syllable. This is a rule that we always follow unless there's an accent somewhere else on the word. So naturally, let's stress that last syllable, eu comi. Then we'll stress the second to last, tu comeste, tu comeste. So we're stressing the mesh bit, tu comeste. And then for the third person singular, because it ends in you, we will stress again the last syllable. Remember, if the word ends in I or you, or in Portuguese, I or U, we will stress the last syllable. Você comeu. Ele comeu. Ela comeu. And now let's have a look at the plural forms. Something happens with the nós for all the regular verbs in this tense, in the pretérito perfeito. We've learned this for the AR verbs on our previous episode, and the same thing happens with the ER and then with the IR as well. It happens that the nós, and just the nós exclusively, will be exactly the same in both present and past. But this only happens for regular verbs. And so, you already know what happens here with nós. So, if in the present we say, we eat, nós comemos. In the past, pretérito perfeito, we say exactly the same. Nós comemos. We've learned for the AR verbs on our previous episode that we could have a double spelling for the nós. So we could have, for instance, nós andamos, and then nós andamos with the open A where we would put an accent. That happens only for the AR verbs, that double possibility. For the ER and IR verbs, that doesn't happen. Present and past, they are exactly the same in terms of spelling and pronunciation. So whether you wanted to say we eat or we ate, your verb form is exactly the same. Nós comemos. Stressing the second to last syllable, me, nós, comemos. Now you may wonder, how do we tell the difference between the past and the present if we say them exactly the same way? Normally, it is not a problem, it is a matter of context. So, if we add words like yesterday or expressions like last week or the day before, we know automatically that we're talking about a past tense. So, it's normally not a problem, the context tends to make things clear. And let's learn our last one, the one for the third person plural. And remember, in Portuguese, the third person plural covers plural you, as when you address a group, for instance, you guys, and also they, having a masculine they, good to talk about men or men and women, so male and female, and a feminine they, just for female. I'm talking about vocês, you guys, plural you, eles, elas. So our ending now will be E-R-A-M. O, em português, E-R-A-M. So you guys ate, vocês comeram. Comerão. Make sure you close your lips when you finish. Comerão. And stress the second to last syllable, me. Vocês comeram. They ate. Eles comeram. They ate just female. Elas comeram. Vocês comeram, eles comeram, elas comeram. And now that we've covered all the endings, I would like just to repeat each verb form. Pay attention to see where we're putting the stress. Try to remember the endings and try to repeat after me each one. Now, with no English explanation, let's just do o pretérito perfeito do verbo comer. Try to put it in a context in your mind, for instance, having in mind the word for yesterday, in Portuguese the word ontem. So it is easier if you put it in a context, for instance, yesterday I ate, or it could also be something I have eaten. It would also be correct to use these verb forms we're going to go through now. So, vamos repetir. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Eu comi. Tu comeste. Você comeu. Ele comeu. Ela comeu. Nós comemos, vocês comeram, eles comeram, elas comeram. Now let's put this tense in context and let's have a look at other ER, very common verbs that are worth to know. We'll do some affirmative and negative sentences, and then we can turn them into interrogative sentences. We've learned on the previous episode that, unlike English, the Portuguese language doesn't use any auxiliary verb to the negative or interrogative sentences. What I'm saying is, think just in English for a second. If I say yesterday I ate bread, if I want to say that in the negative, I won't use the verb ate or the verb form ate. I will change it into yesterday I did not eat. Or if I would like to ask a question, did you eat bread yesterday? Again, I'm not using ate, I'm using the auxiliary it did. That doesn't happen in Portuguese at all. So if I wanted to say yesterday I ate bread, I should say ontem eu comi pão. If I wanted to turn it into a negative sentence, I say exactly the same words in the same order, but I will introduce the word não right before the verb. Ontem eu não comi pão. And if I would like to ask, did you eat bread? I will only have to say, tu comeste pão? So what I'm trying to say is that unlike English, we always use the same verb form in the past, whether it's an affirmative sentence, a negative sentence, or a question, an interrogative sentence. I will pick the same example about eating bread, but just to make it a bit different, we can also use it with the word today. Because for instance, if I am in the afternoon talking about this morning, today is already the past, and the word today is the word hoje. So, today I ate bread. Hoje eu comi pão. Hoje eu comi pão. Did you notice how I put hoje and eu together? Hoje ends in e, or in Portuguese s, so we naturally drop it. And we will run it together with the following word that starts with the exact same letter. So instead of saying hoje eu, I can run these two together. Hoje eu, hoje eu, hoje eu não, hoje eu comi pão. Hoje eu comi pão. The verb beber, to drink, is also a regular ER verb. If I want to say this morning you, informal you, drank coffee, esta manhã tu bebeste café. Esta manhã tu bebeste café. Maybe you're wondering, do I really need to say eu comi, tu bebeste? No, we don't. It is your choice. You can say the personal pronouns, eu, tu, il, ela, etc. Or, if you prefer, it's perfectly okay to drop it, as long as the context is clear for the third person singular or plural, where one verb form has three possible meanings, and is always clear for eu, tu and nós, because when I say comi, it can only be interpreted as I ate. So I will say the personal pronouns just to help you to understand each sentence a bit better, but I want you to understand that we don't need to say them all the time. So we'll just repeat quickly the sentence. This morning you drank coffee. Esta manhã tu bebeste café. Another regular ER verb, quite common, the verb to run, correr, with a double R, correr. This afternoon, you, formal you, ran in the park. Esta tarde, você correu no parque. Esta tarde, você correu no parque. Now I want to teach you a verb that it's not completely easy to translate into English, which is the verb atender. Atender. And atender is quite an important verb because it has two important meanings. One, this is the verb we use to say answer the phone. So, atender o telefone. So, we don't say responder, that normally is the verb to say to answer a question, for instance. We say the verb atender. This verb has also another important meaning, quite commonly used, which is the verb to serve, as in the waiter serves the customers, for instance, atender os clientes. So our sentence now will be, tonight he didn't answer the phone, he didn't pick up the phone. Esta noite, sorry, I meant he answered the phone, not a negative, I'm sorry. Tonight he answered the phone. Esta noite ele atendeu o telefone. Esta noite ele atendeu o telefone. Another important ER verb, the verb receber. Receber means to receive. Let's say that yesterday we received the parcel. Ontem nós recebemos a encomenda. A parcel is encomenda. Encomenda. Vamos repetir? Ontem nós recebemos a encomenda. Notice that we can put together recebemos a and it will sound like recebemos a. Ontem nós recebemos a encomenda. Let's do another regular ER verb, the verb perder. Perder means to lose. For instance, to lose the keys. So let's say that the day before yesterday, you guys, lost the house keys or the house key. Anteontem, vocês perderam a chave de casa. Anteontem, vocês perderam a chave de casa. Anteontem, vocês perderam a chave de casa. Another verb we use all the time, a regular ER, the verb to sell, vender. Vender. Let's say last weekend they sold the car. No fim de semana passado, eles venderam o carro. No fim de semana passado, eles venderam o carro. Notice that to say last weekend in Portuguese, we should start with the contraction between the preposition em and the definite article o, no. It's as if we were saying in English in the last weekend. That's how we put it. So, no fim de semana passado, eles venderam o carro. And I will teach you just one more ER regular verb, the verb to live, viver, viver, to live. Last year, they, just female, just the ladies, they lived in England. No ano passado, again, just like no fim de semana passado, we should start with no ano passado. So if you wanted to say last week, na semana passada. Pay attention to the fact that it might start with no or na, depending immediately on the following word. So ano is masculine, no ano passado, they lived in England, just the ladies, elas viveram em Inglaterra. No ano passado, elas viveram em Inglaterra. Now I will repeat all these sentences, but this time we will make them negative. And the only thing we need to do for that is to use the word noun right before the verb. Vamos repetir na negativa. Hoje eu não comi pão. Esta manhã tu não bebeste café. Esta tarde você não correu no parque. Esta noite ele não atendeu o telefone. Ontem nós não recebemos a encomenda. Anteontem vocês não perderam a chave de casa. No fim de semana passado, eles não venderam o carro. No ano passado, elas não viveram em Inglaterra. Let's pick these negative sentences and let's turn them into questions. The only thing we need to do now is our intonation. So when we write with a question mark instead of the full stop. And when we're saying, we will raise our voice in order to make it sound like a question. We could do this either in the affirmative form or negative, but we'll pick the sentences we've just read in the negative form and just turn them into questions. Estão prontos? Então, vamos repetir as frases negativas em pergunta. Hoje eu não comi pão. Esta manhã tu não bebeste café? Esta tarde você não correu no parque? Esta noite ele não atendeu o telefone? Ontem nós não recebemos a encomenda? Anteontem vocês não perderam a chave de casa? No fim de semana passado, eles não venderam o carro? No ano passado, elas não viveram em Inglaterra? And because I know it's difficult to get this intonation tone, I will repeat these sentences, but this time let's do them in the affirmative. So let's drop all the words now, but let's keep the question. So vamos repetir afirmativa e interrogativa. Hoje eu comi pão. Esta manhã tu bebeste café. Esta tarde você correu no parque. Esta noite ele atendeu o telefone. Ontem nós recebemos a encomenda. Anteontem vocês perderam a chave de casa? No fim de semana passado eles venderam o carro. No ano passado, elas viveram em Inglaterra? I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I really need to say that this podcast wouldn't be possible without all the support from my dear patrons. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barkanovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Miguel Plektuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholta, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Plektus, Kim Noble, Tasha McKnight, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hesselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jayada Rains, John Mark Veit, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhaug, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brendan Wallace, Kate Awake, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Mannon, Deborah Tui, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Wannett, Ruth Raymond, Sharon, Matthews, and Petri. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau!